And they're just fresh tracks and whatever there.
How many do you reckon there were looking at these tracks?
I reckon there's about only 12 in this mob.
Mark Dunn owns this 1,200-hectare farm in Juringa, an hour's drive west of Rockhampton. It's perfect for growing pulses and legumes, but it's also a feral pig magnet.
Well, there's only a couple here at the moment. They're just foraging around and looking, but at times we can expect mobs of 30 to 50 kind of thing, fairly common occurrence.
Okay, when they get that bad, what damage do they do to your crops?
Oh, they can do a lot of damage, like a couple of foot builds, fields a night even can happen, just depending on how big. A lot of the times if they're littler pigs, they tend to play more and can't reach it, knock more over, rather than a smarter older pig staying in the one spot having his feed and going. So they can do a lot of damage.
Okay, and economically, you know, how much, like at their worst, would they be if they're getting through doing like a football field a night?
Oh, at the end it'd be tens of thousands. Like, it all adds up. And the period from when it starts setting the grain to when you harvest it can be affected, so it can be months at times sometimes.
New research from the University of Queensland reveals the impact of feral pigs is far greater than previously thought. Dr. Christopher O'Brien is the lead author.
My colleagues and I studied the global impacts of feral pigs. And we specifically looked at pigs in their non-native range, so areas where they're invading. And unlike most studies that have looked at their effects on agriculture or their effects on biodiversity, we're really curious about how do pigs affect global carbon emissions. So we found that across the world where pigs are invading, they cause emissions upwards of 4 million metric tons, which is about the equivalent of a million cars if you were to look at the average emissions per year from cars. So it's about a million cars worth of emissions per year. And this is caused from pigs uprooting soil. So they're just like a tractor plowing a field, disturbing soil in search of food. So our research looked at the effects of pigs across five continents. And we found that in Oceania, wild pig damage accounts for about 60% of the emissions that we analyzed. So it's a pretty substantial amount, and it accounts for about 650,000 cars worth of emissions per year. So if we were to think about this in terms of Australia, it's the equivalent vehicle emissions from all the cars in Tasmania and the Northern Territory combined. So it's not a small amount of emissions from that sense. In other parts of the world, it's not as substantial, but definitely in Australia and New Zealand, takes the biggest hit.
So why is this?
We think the pig effect in Australia and New Zealand is because there's just a lot of pigs. So in Australia, for example, half of the continent is covered with pigs, half of the distribution of Australia. This means that not only there's going to be a big pig effect, but there's also the soil dynamics as well. In Australia, the soils contain a lot of carbon, especially in tropical regions, and so this is definitely concerning. And of course, wild pigs can expand beyond their current distribution. So that's something to account for as well.
When you look at carbon emissions, were you surprised at how much of a problem feral pigs were?
We were surprised. We're as conservative as we could be with this analysis. We wanted to look just at the areas where they're currently invading. We didn't want to look at the predicted distributions of future expansion, for example. So we just looked at where they currently are now. And we also took the median estimate of our simulations from our models, which basically means there could be a wide range of possibilities of wild pigs across the world. So we tried to be as conservative as possible.
So what implications does this have for feral pig control in Australia?
So wild pigs, because they cover about half of Australia, it's going to require a tremendous amount of collaboration and cooperation across government agencies, natural resource management groups, indigenous groups, NGOs. So if anything, the key takeaway of some of these big management plans is working together to achieve a common goal.
The Federal Department of Agriculture has funded a National Feral Pig Action Plan, which it plans to deliver in September.
Was that a step in the right direction?
Oh, absolutely a step in the right direction, there's no doubt.
That's Matthew McCamley. He operates a helicopter chartering business in Rockhampton.
Is it enough? It all depends on how everything's managed. I mean, it'll vary from year to year to season as well, but it's a positive step, there's no doubt.
Where there's proper, consistent management, he's seen a difference.
There's one area that we've been doing some government work for over 10 10 years now, and we've seen a reduction from going out for, say, a year instead of getting, you know, in the thousands of pigs, back to a couple of hundred. But it's hard. There's a lot of parks land as well, and government land and rivers and things like that, that it's hard to access for a lot of people. And I mean, for them to get an aerial cull happening, it's very expensive.
At the moment, those costs are left to landholders like Mark Dunn.
It'd be good to get some funding or something to maybe help us down the track, but I mean, at the moment we do it because it can cost us a lot in damage.
He says the new research on pigs' carbon emissions reinforces the need to bring numbers under control.
I reckon that'll probably help us with trying to get rid of them in the future if that's the case. So, I mean, anything that we can do to help stop that sort of thing or get rid of the pigs would be a good thing.